All right, Coach, this is the Redskins' signature play. It's, mm-hmm. it's stretched out of a pistol formation right here. They run it as well as anybody. But when you get the effort right here, mm-hmm. and you get a big man at 315 pounds that can run across the face of their all-pro left tackle, mm-hmm. this is pretty impressive right now.
It is. The first thing to stop outside perimeter runs is we need to set an edge. Mm-hmm. We cannot let this back, who's as good as we faced, get outside of us. And what we need to do is that Trent Cole and Pat Chung set the edge,
yep.
so that we now first force Morris to come back inside. But now this is classic two-gap by Fletch.
Yep.
Fletch reads the block, separates with his arms, mm-hmm. and then as he destroys the block, he's falling inside. The other guy that does a great job is Benny Logan coming around the other side of it. And then here's your linebackers filling inside so that we've kind of created an alley for D'Amico and Najee to fill on, but now we've got an edge set, and now we've got backside pursuit coming, and it's a way to corral a really, really good running back.
When this edge is set here, Coach, it's almost like compressing an accordion right now, mm-hmm. because now the holes shrink. All right, they can't really stretch because they're really running to daylight right now.
Mm-hmm.
But in this situation where this happens, and then Trent Cole fighting yep. hard to get across his face right here,
yep.
he's got no choice. And then when you talk about two gap, he's got there. And then once he destroys it, he comes free here.
He does. And what he's got to do is he needs to defeat the blocker with his hands, but also get his eyes on his second key. And his second key is the back, so that he has the ability, if the back falls in here, he can fall back. If the back goes outside, he needs to fit outside.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of teams in a one-gap defense is just play your gap, and if
right.
nobody runs in your gap, you're good.
Right.
Where we allow our defensive linemen to make plays, and we have guys in Fletch, mm-hmm. Benny,
Sed,
that can do that. And they've really started to embrace the concept because they're allowed to play both sides of the blocks. The other thing that it's very difficult
for more plays.
Yeah, and it's difficult for the offensive linemen to understand. Now the back and the offensive linemen always have to be in concert. If I'm on a reach path, you can never fall back inside,
sure.
and there's some indecisions that are made.
Well,
you
he's
going to
run away from
guy.
Color. So
yeah.
he sees color there. He's going to go away from color.
Exactly. The other thing that's great when we stop the play right at the point of the tackle is how many green jerseys
mm-hmm.
are in the screen
party.
Running to the football. We want to lead the league in effort. We talk about that all the time. When our techniques continue to get better and better, the effort part makes you even stronger on the defensive side of the ball. We've always felt we got the effort, but now we're fitting things the right way. We're posting players and setting an edge, and then we're still getting everybody to run to the ball, and that's why we've continued to improve on the defensive side of the ball.